This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado schools will receive $11 million to address the youth vaping crisis. The funds come from a legal settlement with e-cigarette manufacturer Juul. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says grants will go to programs that help kids make better decisions about their health.
We know that teen vaping reflects underlying harms, that young people are struggling. There is a connection crisis. There are a lack of resources and relationships, and young people are turning to substances.
Last year, Juul settled a lawsuit from multiple states for nearly $500 million. The suit accused the company of targeting young people in its marketing and misrepresenting the health risks of its products. Sugary drinks are no longer allowed on children's menus at restaurants in Denver. That doesn't mean you'll be unable to order some juice or a soda. Denver businesses just can't advertise those drinks in the child-specific section of their menus. They'll now be limited to listing water and milk or milk substitutes. City Council approved the new rule Tuesday. Sponsors say it's an effort to combat child obesity and nudge parents toward healthier choices. Part of a building in Canyon City collapsed Tuesday afternoon. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports no one was injured, but at least one business is closed.
Authorities say the first and second floor of a building on Main Street partially broke away from the structure. The Canyon City Area Fire Protection District says a structural engineer will determine how best to address repairs after the building is stabilized. Meanwhile, one business, Atomic Vapor, was forced to shut down. Owners say they'll return when officials say it's safe. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Around Denver and Colorado Springs, it's highs above 60 this afternoon. In Vail and Aspen, the chance for snow today, and that could continue all the way through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.